Hold up.
Tez, I want to ask you a question real quick.
Let's just keep a real straight shot with no chaser. I'm going to get a little bit rough. I'm here for those who really believe in the American process. All of us. Straight shot, no chaser. With your girl, Teslin Figaro, on the Black Effect Podcast Network.
What's happening, everybody? This is Teslin Figaro, the host of Straight Shot, No Chaser, on the Black Effect Podcast Network on iHeartRadio. This is your girl chiming in today with a few words. I'm going off the top of my head, wanted to give some additional feedback. I just got off of TV on the Black News Channel, finished some commentary this morning, wanted to record this podcast immediately so those could have who are listening could have my additional thoughts. If you didn't get an opportunity, please do watch the two clips. They will be available on my Instagram page to see what it is that I had to say among my esteemed co-panelists as we discussed last night's pathetic speech, because that's pretty much what I'm calling it, pathetic. First, let me get this right out the way. For those of you who have not followed me or know nothing about me, or if you are someone that likes to make it up as you go, let me clarify that I am an independent. I am not a Democrat or a Republican. I talk about Trump just as well as I will Biden, just as well as I will Bernie Sanders. All of everybody that you love and adore, I talk about them all. Like I explained on the commentary that I just did on TV about, you know, falling in love with these politicians. You know, the host loves to say, well, you know, politicians lie all the time. That's right. They lie and I'm here to call them out. It's the dance that we're going to continue to do. So let's dance. Let's talk about last night and that pathetic speech. First things first, when it comes to tackling COVID and, you know, doing all that what could be done, I give that to this administration. Cool, you did that. Fine. The point is, and what a lot of these commentators don't understand, that I won't say all, not some, but most Black Americans, because again, I am on the Black News Channel. This is the Black Effect Podcast Network. So I talk about Black issues. Most Black folks are not sitting at home saying, oh, wow, you know, I hate that they went to destroy a building at the Capitol. Because we expect white folks, based on history, to white folk. We do acknowledge that if it had been us, we would be under the jail. We would have been shot on sight. We do acknowledge that there is a discrepancy in the justice system that we talk about all year long. What bothers me, what irritates me is those who spend all of their time talking about the insurrection, do they ever talk about the new Jim Crow and Black men, who more Black men are in jail now than those who were enslaved in 1850? Do they ever talk about that? Do they ever talk about the fact that Oklahoma has more women in prison than anywhere in the world? Do they ever talk about that right now they are still fighting that women don't have to be chained to their beds as they deliver a child in prison? So for me, it's not that I don't want to talk about the insurrection. It's not that I don't want them to go to jail. I want the higher people up to go to jail, number one, which I know they won't because they protect themselves. But I also want to know, if you care so much about that, why are you not talking about our people before this and after this? So when I'm on TV, I don't get a lot of time to go into that. But for those who are listening, that's where that energy comes from. It's not that I'm making excuses. Lock their ass up. I'm a problem. Lock them up. And when you give them time, give them much time as you've given somebody for selling weed or crack with no evidence. Give them the same amount of time. I just like to talk about the holistic issue on the justice system and why I advocate for that year around, not just because of January 6th. Second thing about COVID, I give the Biden administration for doing what they could have done. Nobody could control the pandemic coming here. I also blame Trump for his slow reaction, playing games, spreading the big lie, using COVID as a way to play politics with folks. Absolutely, have no problem with that. However, what I try to give my brothers and sisters who are in a different quote unquote class. I know people that was hungry before COVID. I know people that couldn't get a job before COVID. I know people that couldn't afford tanking their gas before COVID. So to many of them, COVID's been more of the same. And I have to challenge every time I get the opportunity. If you're going to have the same energy right now, what happens to next year and the year after that? I also have to point out all of the time, and guys, you can go and look at the clips where you'll see where this exchange is coming from, what I'm following up on. This idea that, well, we know politicians lie. And I think Dale was just doing that to challenge me to get, you know, my back and forth. But this idea that politicians lie all the time, you guys say it in my comments. For those who are listening, I am watching my Straight Shot No Chaser. This is Straight Shot No Chaser IG Live. So right now I'm looking at folks in the comments watching as I record. So you will notice I may talk back and forth to them. People in the comments last night, well, that's why, you know, why I don't want to be a part of nothing. Well, that's why I don't want to get involved. Well, okay, cool. I can understand. But I also know what it means to be a fighter. And to me, I'm a fighter. You don't get to just run me out the hood. You don't get to just run me out the set. You don't get to just bully me. I believe that I'm worth more than that. I believe that my child is worth more than that. And I believe that Black people are worth more than that. So if you are one that say, I'm just going to get out the game, that's why I don't fuck with them. Well, let me give you some breaking news. You're too emotionally attached to these politicians. That's number one. You're too emotionally attached, because if they have that much control, somebody you ain't never met in your life has that much control to make you lay down, you know, in the hood when they say get down or lay down, they allow you to lay down because you've been disappointed. You're that easily broken. Well, we probably don't need you a part of the fight anyway. So go ahead and sit down and have several seats in the corner and we'll come back. We'll roll back around and pick you up when it's time, when we need somebody of your caliber. I've talked about this before on Boys in the Hood. I've used this analogy before. At the end, remember when Trey had all the smoke and he had all the, oh yeah, I'm going to get them. They killed my homie. They come on, pick me up, pick me up, pick me up. He went against his daddy's word. He jumped out the back window. He had blood all on his shirt. Oh, he was all about the business. Then after they hit the block one time, two times, he said, Doughboy, let me out. After he started thinking about the consequences, oh, I think, Doughboy, you need to let me out. And if you remember, Ice Cube turned around and looked at him like, we knew you weren't about that life anyway. I find it very ironic. I find it very ironic and very prophetic that it was Ice Cube, as y'all say, that tried to tell y'all, because I know y'all like coming in the comments saying, Ice Cube tried to tell y'all. He ain't trying to tell y'all nothing. He tried to tell y'all, because I've been trying to tell y'all for the last decade plus and trying to tell you now. Ice Cube said he done with it. I'm still trying to tell you now. So don't even come in the comments with that shit today. And I love my brother. Salute to my brother. He been pushing for Black people for a long time. But don't ever come to me talking about, he tried to tell y'all. No, he ain't trying to tell y'all. He tried to tell you. That's why I say on TV, what y'all talking about? What we y'all talking about? Let's make some distinction on who these we's are, because I'm not built like y'all. Pressing forward. He looked back at Trey and said, looked at him, didn't even have to say nothing. His body language said, we knew you weren't about that life. And he let him out the car. And so that's where we are right now. Let folks out the car that you know ain't about this life. Let folks out the car. Stop begging and start bossing. Let them on out the car. Because what I know about the hood is, when you take a Trey with you that's not about that life, he gonna either get somebody killed because he gonna be too scary to pull the trigger, or when they get locked up, he gonna tell on everybody in the car. Let me say it again. What I know about the Treys in life, and some of y'all are Treys, what I know about the Treys in life is, one, they're either gonna get you killed because they're not gonna pull the trigger, or two, when the police finally pull us over, he gonna tell on everybody in the car. So I encourage Trays to move out my way. This is why I post my statistics for y'all. See, a lot of people, they will be ashamed to say they lose followers. They like to create this idea that everybody follow them. Everybody's on board with them. Everybody, not me. I show y'all my data all the time. Have I not? I show every month how you can see that I've lost more people on my wall than I've gained. See, that's a pride. I take pride in that. I take pride that I'm running you out the game, that I'm scattering you out the game, that my prophetic words make you flee. See, that's the difference. You know what the difference is? This ain't about YouTube. Because some folks on YouTube try to act like everybody else. Oh, they saying it because they trying to get paid. Well, let me remind you, people on YouTube get paid too. People that put content and clickbait, constantly putting shit for you to click on, oh, they getting paid too. Some was in upwards of 5, 6, 7, 10 racks a month. So don't get it twisted. They getting paid on YouTube too. I got 2 YouTube pages, just giving y'all game. One is the one that has maybe about 3,000 followers. It's all my TV stuff. I can't get monetized on that because I'm using TV content. The other one's my Straight Shot No Chaser. I don't even have time to upload it. I think I got not even 200 followers. That's the stuff I could get paid on because it's original content. Just to give y'all some game for those that try to think that, who get misled and think that there's other people out there that don't also have an agenda that's attached to the bag. Not saying they're not right in what they say. Not saying I don't agree with what they say. But don't get it twisted that people out here getting the bag too. It ain't just the people on TV. In fact, they get the bag over and over and over. Every time somebody click on it, they get the bag over and over and over and over and over. My podcast, I got one contract. You paid one time. So no matter how many times you listen to this, 50 times, 0 times, or 150,000 times, the check don't change. So who's motivated by who? When y'all try to come to me or not come, I see y'all in the car. Oh, yeah, they up there. They getting paid. No, let's talk about how everybody getting paid in the game. Not to say they not what they say don't write. I just want to give y'all that game. I don't get paid on my Instagram. I don't promote nothing. I don't sell nothing. I don't say, oh, yeah, let me promote your shit. People ask all the time. And when I have shared something, a business or something, I put in a thing. This is not a paid promotion. Didn't nobody ask me to do it. I just did it because I wanted to do it. I'm not shaming those that do it, but I do want you to understand the distinction and what I'm telling you. And so you can start to look and see who is doing what and why are they doing it. I say that to say that numbers don't matter to me, and why I show you that I lose more people than I gain. It's because I need a few of you, like Marcella. Shout out to you. If you're in the comments, I'm sure you are. I need a few of you. When you do see people saying that, you can bear witness that I have showed you that I lose more people than I gain. What does that mean, Tesla? Well, what it means is if it was about the numbers, I would say whatever's necessary to keep them on my page. Because most people that are in this business, they do it to keep people on the page because it translates to dollars. So when I know how I get these peaks in my numbers. For example, I did a podcast a couple of weeks ago on the Progressive Podcast. Progressive Podcast with Brianna Joy Gray. People will listen to that clip and they'll say, oh, yeah, that's the bomb. Let me go follow her. Oh, yeah, let me go follow her. And then they'll come follow me. And then they see I don't talk like the rest of them. I don't talk like the rest of them. We all and lift all tides and boats and that shit. And they unfollow. When conservatives see me on Fox talking about Democrats. Oh, man, they follow me immediately. Oh, that's what's up. Because they get a 30-second snippet, a 1-minute snippet. Oh, man, wow, that's the next Candace. Oh, you're sharp. And then they see me coming over and then they come follow me and they see me talking about white supremacy and they unfollow. When Democrats, establishment Democrats, see me challenging progressives for pimping progressives. Yeah, let me say it. Progressives that pimp progressives, you know, the ones that get millions of dollars in donations. And then run around talking about, oh, it's the rich that's the problem. Oh, they controlled by their donors. Well, what about some of these progressives that's getting millions of dollars from their base, more than even what the Democrat Party gets for their base, and you're still too bitch ass to hold the line? That's called pimping. So when a progressive comes over and they see that I talk about them and they daddy, Bernard. Oh, yeah, I talk about they daddy, Bernard. Oh, yeah, I talk about they daddy, Bernard. Then they say, well, shit, I thought she was progressive, and they unfollow me. And the Democrats, going back to that, when they see I'm talking about progressives, they say, oh, yeah, she must be a part of the establishment like us, so let me follow her. And then they see I start talking about they daddy, Jim Clyburn, then they unfollow me. I'm saying all that to say the three dynamics, all of them, Democrats, progressives, conservatives, all three of them I run off my page. All three of them. And I do it on purpose because I don't want a Trey in the car with me. And for those who say, oh, like Doc said, that made that fatal mistake that day, I'm sure he's apologized for it, but sorry, Doc, I'm going to bring it up to the day we die. Oh, she's just doing it to run her business. Ain't that a bitch? The devil is a lie. If I was doing it to run my business, I would fall into one of those categories and get the bag. It's very easy. If I wanted to get the bag, let me just give you some facts. If I wanted to get the progressive bag, do you know how easy that is? Hey, Killer Mike, I'm ready to push the line for all progressives. And I'll be up here talking about eat the rich and the 1%. And it's all about class. And Democrat shit libs and all the terms shit libs and what's all this shit they say? Libtards and all that. That's easy to do. I would get the bag. You think I can't deliver a good speech? One of the best in the game. That's easy to do. That ain't hard to do. I'm giving y'all real examples. Like, this ain't just me guessing. Like, some people that make YouTube videos say, oh, they don't like me. They don't want me part of the game. I'm giving y'all real examples, like on the people I literally can call and get in the game. Ben Crump, my client. And we go back and forth all the time. I know a lot of y'all don't like Ben Crump. You know why I'm around Ben Crump? Because he called me and said, Tez, push back on this. Tell me to push back on this. Sometimes he listens, sometimes he don't. He a grown man. I can't control what he say. But he know all the players in the Democrat Party. All I got to do is call him and say, hey, tell VP Harris I'm ready to push the line for her. Y'all saw Charlamagne ask me on the Breakfast Club. He asked me, damn, sound like VP Harris needs you on the team. Do y'all think that's hard to do? That's not hard to do. I know the people that talk to the people. Not just the people that talk to them, but the people that can text them right now. I want y'all to know the difference. I'm not just on YouTube. Oh, they don't like me. They know they don't want me. They scared of me. No, I fuck with the people that fuck with the people. So it's really easy to get into that lane. And that's what I wanted to do. Conservatives. Oh, man, that's so easy. That's so easy. I'm on Fox all the time. If you go back and watch my clips, they have said many times on air, man, tells them we would love to have you on our team. And let me explain to you something about them conservatives. Oh, man, you want to talk about the bag. Oh, they get the bag back. You know, I have to tell y'all. Okay, subscribe to the podcast, and sometime you will, sometime you won't. You might do it, you may not do it. Oh, I don't know where it's at. I ain't got time. 70% of people that listen to podcasts are white folks. This ain't even a demographic for black people, truth be told. So I'm doing it just because it's important for us to do, and they need to know that we like information. But most people would rather watch some bullshit or even me roasting, which that's why I roast from time to time, bring y'all in the fold. But 106 people are watching right now because education is hard to circulate and cut through the noise in social media. So, but when you line up with the Republican side, not only do you get a contract, $1 million+ contract, they also buy your books. They support whatever, like the tour that I'm going to do. Oh, man, they'll pack that bitch out. They did that with Candace. That tour that she went on, they did that with Candace. They funded it all. They don't have to dig in their own pocket like I'm doing. And saying, well, hopefully the people come, and if they can at least meet me halfway of what I spend out of my pocket, I'm good. So every opportunity to shuck and jive is in front of me. So I say all that to say, if you're wondering, how do you move forward? What can you do? Be true to yourself. Because if I can be true to myself with the temptations in front of me, not made up temptations, temptations in front of me, then surely you can. If I can be true to myself, and say that I'm not going to worry about what Joe Biden doing, what he ain't going to do. I'm going to still call you out, but I'm going to do what Tesla can do. Remember the logo, push the line, politics until something happens. If you look at the logo, each person is pushing forward in their own way, not waiting on what you going to do and how you going to do it. Well, if you just do like that broad I had to check the other day, well, I need you talking about the kids. You talk about the kids. Why you waiting on me? I'm over here talking about this. Why don't you talk about the kids? If everybody do what they're supposed to do, then we'll have enough that everybody is moving accordingly towards justice for Black folks. We're not going to all do the same thing. We're not going to talk about the same thing, nor should we. That is our problem. Most of y'all spend so much time talking about we need to be on the same page. We need to unify. Wrong. Wrong. We need to scatter out and all do different shit. We can be unified, but do different shit. The unity is that I'm going to do me and you're going to do you, and we're going to collectively move towards justice. When they come in our communities and have nail shops, all owned by the same demographic, sitting side by side, you don't see none of them saying, let's get one big nail shop. If it was us, we would sit there. Nobody would ever open up the nail shop because we will be arguing at the church about how we need to have all one big nail shop. Oh, look, Marcellus, he wrong. He know he putting his nail shop up. No, I'm getting a nail shop. If he would, least he could do, always trying to tear Black people down. Least he could do. No, my job is to get a nail shop next door to Marcellus' nail shop, and I'm going to give the best full set, and I'm going to put wine in there because I'm going to make sure that when my people come, they're going to get wine, and Marcellus is supposed to get enough hustle to him say, well, if she got wine, I'm going to offer daiquiris. And then somebody else wants to open up their nail shop and say, well, if Tesla got wine and Marcellus got daiquiris, then damn it, I'm going to own my wine shop and I'm going to own pina coladas. And then soon enough, we'll own the whole block. That's how it works in a capitalist society. Oh, but we shouldn't be a capitalist society, progressives say. Well, guess what? We're a capitalist society. It's called competition to be the best. Instead of sitting there being pathetic and proud to be weak. That's the problem. Be the best at what you do. And then somebody else, you take that game and you go do the same thing and you do it better than me. You all got a part to play. I can't do it because I didn't have no platform. See, that don't work with me because I didn't have no platform either. This came from the hustle and the muscle. Didn't nobody put me on? My parents wasn't in the struggle. My parents wasn't in politics. Both of them in the ground, by the way. Nobody in my family did. I kept on opening my mouth at the meetings. I kept opening my mouth at the meetings. And the reporters kept on recording what I said in the Bible. When they took out the scroll and recorded what was said. And then they went back and played politics and decided what was going to go in the Bible and what are we going to leave out. I'm preaching to somebody now. If you're not a believer, get out. Get out. Remember Scabbard, the book of Mary Magdalene. Did y'all know that? That there was a book of Mary Magdalene? Did y'all know that the ride or die actually scribed what it was to walk side by side with Jesus? Do you know that Mary Magdalene actually had a book that talked about, they said I was nothing. They said I was a hoe. Nobody believed in me. They said I was crazy, but I'm going to write down what it was like to be delivered and walk side by side with my King. Did you know that there was a book? I'm getting chills. Did you know that there was a book that recorded that? Did you know, family, that when they decided to take out that book, now some may say, well, they didn't want to show women's leadership. That's true, too. But also, they didn't want the real ride or die to tell the story. This is why I say the things I say. See, y'all say what y'all say because y'all looking for a result. Like I said today on TV, I don't call them out because I'm expecting them to do what I say. I'm calling them out because it got to be on the scroll. It got to be right. It got to be when it's all said and done and it's time for me to go up. It got to, the Lord gonna say, what did you do for the least of these? And I got to be able to roll the tape. I got to be able to roll. Oh, no. I wasn't waiting on Tiffany to do it and such to do it and people in the comments, Cute Money to do it and Unique Hip Hop Barbershop to do it. I got to be able to have the scroll to say what I did. What did you do for the least of these? It got to be on the scroll. It got to be written. It got to go down in history that I said something. And you know how I know God is real? Michael Moore, the last movie he did, was it 9-9-11, 9-12, whatever his last movie that he did. Went to watch that movie. Had no idea I would see my clip on the screen. Can I say it again? Went to watch the movie. And out of all, and you ain't got to believe me, go watch the clip. It's just about a 2-second clip. They were showing different commentators. It was just about a 2-second clip. See, the most people, they say, oh, it was just 2-second clip. But let me tell you how God worked. Let me tell you about how he put it on the scroll. Think about how many commentary clips that are out there. Millions. Millions. This is how I know I got the spirit of Mary Magdalene. I'm going to tie this up. I'm going to tie this up for you in a minute. Millions of clips. Two clips. I was in one. Sunny Johnson, my girl, go listen to my podcast. She's been on my podcast twice. She's a conservative. She actually was the first one to recognize me on a national level. Why is it that just Sunny and I, and they shun her on the Republican side for standing up for Black people? Why is it? Why is it, grown folks' perspective? Why is it that out of a million clips, the two that they showed just quickly on the screen, mine and Sonny's? See, that was God talking to me about what's going to go down on the scroll. See, that's why when y'all see, y'all move looking for results. Y'all move looking for applauses. You don't like moving, waiting on booze. Y'all look for ain't no point doing it. Who going to do it? I ain't going to do it. See, I move because I know that when the movie is played, when it's all said and done. When the movie is played, when you stand before, you know, you hear and they say, my life flashed before my eyes. When that moment comes and your life flashes before your eyes, what will the movie play? Who will be in the credits? Who did what? Who was the person that covered, that carried the luggage? Who was it that gave the people lunch on the movie? Who was it that was the janitor that cleaned up? Who was it that was humble enough to clean the toilets? Who was it that was performing and playing games with Black people? Oh, yes, there's going to be a movie that is going to come back and the credits will be there. And the question is, where will you fall in the movie? What clip will they show of you? What work will be put in of you? And there'll be no answer. There'll be no answer about I didn't have it and I didn't have a platform. So what? I had the platform on Blog Talk Radio, $39 a month. That was my radio show. And if you go back and look at the clips, I'm giving y'all receipts. Go back and put Tesla and Figaro, Tiffany Moore Russell. Go look at the story that Channel 9 covered. And if you look, they said, offensive comments were made on a radio show, Tesla and Figaro, and look at the camera, zoom in. I want you to look at it, zoom in, and you're going to see that it had 3 followers. Glory be to God. You're going to see that the camera zoomed in. And what do 3 mean? Father, Son, the Holy Ghost. 3 means complete. It was a reason why I didn't have nothing but 3 followers. See, I'm going to speak whether y'all watching or not. See, y'all be waiting on the followers. That's why I like them scatter. Get away. Make me nervous when too many people follow me. Make me nervous when too many people follow me. I want the 3. I want the 10. I want the 300. That's why the camera zoomed in to put it on the record. She said what needed to be said, even when wasn't nobody watching. See, y'all get discouraged when y'all do stuff. Ain't nobody watching. Ain't nobody clicking. Don't nobody care about what they watching. They clicking. I'm going to say what needs to be said because I know once the credits roll, it's going to matter about what I do. And you ain't got to believe me. You move how you move. I'm telling you how I move. I'm telling you what the spirit of Mary Magdalene is. We got 2 Marys, and I'm going to wrap this up. Remember how I said you all got a role to play? We all do something different. Is there anybody that know anything about the word of God? Now, you don't have to believe it. Log out. You don't like it? Log out. I'm not going to convince you. Jesus didn't convince you. He wasn't going to beg you. He simply walked through the hood. You follow him, you follow you. You don't, you don't. I move like the real Jesus. I don't know who they be trying. This passive weak Jesus they be talking about. But the real prophet, the real Messiah, didn't beg nobody. Was never pathetic about begging nobody and was willing to die. There were 2 Marys. Mary that birthed a prophet named Jesus. And then there was Mary Magdalene. Did y'all ever put that together? Did anybody ever put that together? I'm going to help you put it together because that's what I do. When they put him up on the cross and Jesus said, take her home. Mary, go on home. Mary, don't you weep. Tell Martha not to moan. And what Mary needed to go home. See, this is why I tell, when people follow me and I tell them, get on from around here. Or like they say, like I do with my southern voice, get from around him. Get on from around here. See, I don't want you, Mary, go on and go home. See, your job was just to birth them and move on. You wasn't built to be Mary Magdalene. You wasn't built to be the rider. You wasn't built to be the one that was willing to stand by the tomb. We two different Marys around here. We got to understand we ain't the same Mary. Stop trying to make me be your Mary, Doc. Doc, oh, you're so hostile. Oh, you're so... See, no, Doc, I got to train you. Oh, I'm sorry. I apologize. I'm never going to say it again. Well, see, I'm going to keep on reminding you, Doc, because you should have never said it in the first place. And I don't want... I got to warn anybody else that think like you. I got to warn anybody else that think like you. See, you got to know the difference between the two Marys. I'm Mary Magdalene. I'm the rider. I'm the one they gave up on. I'm the one that was broken. I'm the one that was left behind. I'm the one that was left for dead. I'm the one that was sleeping in my car. I'm the one that they abused. I'm the one that they beat up. I'm the one that they said, oh, you talk too much. I'm the one that the teacher said, you ain't gonna never amount to nothing. I'm the Mary Magdalene. I wasn't the chosen one. I wasn't the Mary that was a virgin, that was clean and pure, that was gifted to be able to bear Jesus. I was the Mary Magdalene that they said wasn't gonna be about shit. But I knew because of the God that believed in me. I knew that if he could deliver himself, that me, then surely he can deliver himself. I knew that I didn't have nothing else to lose. So when I watched them murder him, I knew that it was for me to go stand by the tomb when those weak men disciples went home. Let me say it again. It was the female that went and stood by the tomb when the disciples, all of them knew about his grace and his mercy. All of them knew about his miracles. And what did they do? They went home. They was like many of you in the comments, I'm giving up. I'm going home. It ain't worth it. I ain't got time. Well, go on. I'm the Mary Magdalene that say, I'm going to go stand by the tomb. I know he dead, but I got to go stand by the tomb and I still, I got to be close to his dead body because he was close to mine when I was literally left for dead. You see the difference? Do you see the difference? And then all of a sudden, Mary Magdalene starts hearing some rumbles in the tomb. See, she wasn't waiting on y'all to come in the comments. She wasn't waiting on y'all to come in the DM. Like y'all say, I DM'd you and you didn't say nothing back. I'm so glad you're not Mary Magdalene. I'm so glad we wasn't waiting on you. I'm so glad Mary Magdalene wasn't waiting on the disciples who went on back home and went to sleep and gave up on the master. I'm so glad that there's a Mary Magdalene in the building that said it ain't about what they say and what they do and if they lie and if they did. No, it's about my job is to wait by the tomb. Even if I know that they're going to kill me, I'm willing to die because I ain't got nothing else to live for. See, that's the spirit of Mary Magdalene. It just ain't up in y'all. It ain't up in you. You're the different Mary. That's why we got plenty for you other Marys to do. But please, whatever you do, don't try to tell Mary Magdalene what to do because you ain't built like Mary Magdalene built. You don't have that type of spirit up in you. You went home. That's why Jesus said, go home. Stop weeping and moaning. Go home. You ain't built for this. Mary Magdalene, did nobody tell her to go home because he knew she wasn't going nowhere. And when the rumbling in the tomb and he rose up and he had a message for her. He had a message for her. And then she went back and woke up their sleepy asses and told them, get your ass up because the Lord is here. Get up because the Lord is here. You don't have the eyesight to see the spirit because you wasn't built like that. That's why you can't shake me. That's why you can't move me. That's why out of all the clips that they could have played, out of a million some clips, mine was selected among them all. That's why I don't get faded by y'all. That's why y'all saw me clown and check and roast. And the Lord's still working on me. So y'all know I talk about people, daddy, mama, all that, and go right back to doing TV flawlessly, easy. Because the Lord gifted me in this. And when Mary Magdalene decided to write down what happened, and they went and played politics and said, we're not going to put her book among the others. When they went and dug up the book, did y'all know that they found everything up until the seventh chapter? Do you know that seven means spiritual perfection? Do you know that seven means full? That's why you have five loaves of bread, two fish. Google it and look it up what seven means. Seven and ten and threes. Did you know that? So even though they played politics, because yes, putting the Bible together was a political move. Even though they played politics and said, we're not going to let Mary's story be told. They couldn't take her spirit. And it's alive and well. It's alive and well. So when you say you giving up and I'm done with it, give up. Give up. See, y'all think I'm like the other. Don't give up. Come on, sis, stay in. Give up. Give up. Give up. We're taking so long. Give up. Get off the page. Move on. Because you in the way. You in the way. I can't get to Mary Magdalene because you in the way. I can't get to Deborah. In the book of Judges, it said General Barak. His name was Barak. In case y'all didn't know. Go back and look at the book of Judges. When General Barak was too scared to go fight. And Deborah said, the warrior said, you're going to even deliver my people through poverty. Or he going to do it through the hands of a woman. You ain't built up like that. They go for male and female. It's a spirit. It's not a gender. It's a spirit. And you ain't built up like that. And I need y'all to move on out the way. I'm not telling you to vote Democrat, Republican, support Joe Biden. It's bigger than that. What I'm telling you to do is stand up for your community. If you don't like how they moving, then you get somebody else. You do it yourself. Are you making your business to call them out for the rest of their natural ass life? That's what Mary Magdalene would do. That's how it goes down. That's how it goes down when you have been chosen for this work. Like in my poem when I say, I'm cloning this moment. The broken. The soldier chosen. Cloning. What did that mean? Duplicating myself right now in spirit. Duplicating myself right now at this moment. That was on the poem that I did 2015. Didn't even know y'all exist, but I knew I was cloning this moment. From east to west coast, in my show, I'm hosting. Casket close. Political poetry on the coast. Some call, few were chosen. Yeah. That's what it is. So as you follow me on this journey, or as I make you scatter up off this wall, I gave you a little bit of insight for those of you who are just now following, but I do this all the time. I usually go from hood to petty and usually end on prophetic. That's a little bit of insight of how I move and how I'm being spirit led and spirit fed. And I hope you were able to get something out of this today. I do believe in not chasing them and replacing them. I'm going to do my part. When y'all say, oh, I can't do it. I don't have a platform. So what? I can give example after example. I didn't have money. I didn't have a platform. I just kept on talking. I just kept on doing. And when he see you keep on doing, but see, if I were to tell you right now, hey, Marcellus, if you got to talk for 10 years straight and lose shit and lose money and get put out and ostracized, would you still be in the game? Half of y'all say no. You don't have the tenacity. Oh, y'all love talking about the marathon continues. Y'all love putting Nipsey's pictures, your profile picture. But when it really come down to it, you can't do a marathon. You do a sprint at best. Can't even go around the corner. It ain't built up in you. How do I know? Because many are called, but few are chosen. It ain't talking down to you. I'm trying to get you to do what you do so we can use you in the place that we need you at. And it may be something as simple as just being in the comments, just supporting somebody like me. It may be just as simple as, hey, Tez, hey, I can't be there, but I'm going to share your podcast so we can get another person to subscribe so we can show them that Black people actually want to hear information on the internet and not just who dating who. I'm here to help you get to your rightful place, your rightful purpose that's not motivated by an agenda. And an agenda is not just the Democrat agenda, the Republican agenda, the bag agenda, the popularity agenda. It's some of the folks y'all talk to, y'all listen to, that have agendas too. And it don't mean they're not right. And I don't disrespect nobody. I get along with everybody. Don't fucking try me, though. But I get along with everybody. I don't sit up here and talk about other people. But other people that's out there, other commentators, hey, I salute what they do. They got their voice. I got mine. Yes, I'm definitely going to save this slide. They got their voice. They got mine. I'm just here to tell you, this is what I do. This is how I get out. And if you're with me on the ride, cool. If you're not, get out. Please get out. What's taking you so long? Get out. Like the movie, Get Out. Hurry up and get out. Get on your way. And take everybody that look like you with you. Take everybody that think like you with you. I don't want you around. I don't want you around. Straight up. You in the way. It was only 12 disciples. It's only 12. Did y'all know it's only 12 elders at the throne? Millions in heaven. It's only 12 elders at the throne. Well, I only need a righteous 12. But well, don't nobody need all of y'all. The army of Gideon had 300. I had 300 volunteers and I had 300 employees. Oh, I pay real close attention to numbers. You ain't got to believe me. Go Google Tesla Figaro, Orlando Business Journal. You'll see the video with the lady saying on the stage, 300 employees. So I don't have to make this up as I go. I don't have to make this up as I go. This is real life. With that said, training coming up, Kansas City, Missouri, 8-hour training, second week in April. Registration will be open on Monday. The training does cost because it costs to put on a training. So guess what? And I'm a for-profit organization, so bet none of y'all been not trying me about actually charging for what I do. Because actually, y'all way under. Actually, my hourly is up to 200 plus an hour, just so that we're clear. And I can absolutely do that because I'm not a nonprofit and I don't ask for your vote and I don't ask for your donation. So I can charge whatever I want to for these skills. These are some pretty valuable skills. So you're going to get it for $100 for 8 hours in-person training that covers the cost to get there, the building facility, the food. You get food included, the parking. There's no charge for parking, coffee, water, tea set up, 8 hours of training, course booklet. And we're going to go through it. And I'm going to try to get as many topics as I can in 8 hours. There's also going to be a second optional day for those who are in Missouri and they want to learn directly, you know, about how to be better in Missouri. They can stick around for that, for organizing in Missouri. But the main training, no, it's not for only Missouri residents. The main training is anybody who wants to come. The main training is an 8-hour training that you can use wherever you live. And I'm going to duplicate that same training wherever I go. I'm going to try to go to as many states as I can. But again, people have to register. I'm going to go anyway. Once I say I'm going whether 20 people are in the room. But as people register, that will allow, you know, the cost to get there, cost, you know, several thousand dollars for the, you know, at least to cover the lunch. But you're getting a lot with it. Again, the second optional training, getting the course book, getting me for 8 hours, co-trainers I'm going to have in various states, because I want to make sure that you can get some local stuff too. But this is absolutely not a regional type of training. It is, you know, the basis of the basics. I've been to Congressional Black Caucus Political Boot Camp. I've been to Emily's List. I've been to Ruthless. I've been to Yale Campaign School for Women. I've been to Go Run Lead. I've been to the White House Project. I have been to a lot of trainings. I've been a trainer at PCCC, which is Senator Warren's training. So I've been a trainer and I've been a trainee. And I can tell you that what I am telling you at this training is not the basic same thing that they say at every training. Oh, do this to organize, do that, do that. It's going to be the same topics, but I'm going to give you some game that they're not going to want to tell you. Because let me give you some game. The reality is when you go spend $3,000, $4,000 at $3,000 to go to campaign school for women at Yale that I went to, they want you to leave like really motivated. Like, oh man, I'm going to take on the world. I can do it. So they sell you some dreams. Me, I want you to leave. You're going to get inspired just like I inspired you today. But I want you to leave really considering, contemplating, what do I need to do in this role? I don't tell people lies. I'm going to tell you, baby, you probably need to do this or do that. I'm about you taking doing something attainable, not based on no lies. They tried all of these trainings, motivate you to be good Democrats. And then when people go home, they apply those skills and realize, oh, this, none of this shit works. So they didn't tell you the truth. For example, they'll tell you, oh, ask all your friends for money. And once you start with this circle and that circle, and then after that, go to the church and that church, they don't tell you like I'm gonna tell you. Okay. Now that you done went through all of that, what you gonna do with them two donations? Cause that's about all you gonna get. That's about all you gonna get. What you gonna do with that $20? See, I'll go ahead and tell the truth. Cause I'm not motivated by charging you $5,000. Cause you gotta feel good, right? When you pay $5,000. So you gotta leave feeling good. So that's why the training is a realistic price, because you're going to get a realistic damn answer. And I know people don't want truth. They got to, you know, just like people in the comments, oh, you said it's all rub. They got to feel a certain type of way. So this is for the soldiers. This ain't for the soft. This ain't for the weak. This ain't for people that are soft as cotton. This is for people that really want to know, how can I do? I don't care what experience level you are, intermediate, beginning, even if you think you advanced, I promise you're going to leave knowing something, a part of the game that you didn't know before. So the registration will be up on Monday. The seating is going to be limited. Probably only 80 people or so can get fit in that room. And because I'm partnering with one of my mentees, my baby sister, my friend, Michelle Wiley with Shirley's Kitchen Cabinet, her group alone can fill up half that room. So I'm telling you now that if it's something you want to be a part of, absolutely register. If you want me to come to your city, a couple of things you need to look for. A location, not the church, because I use several cuss words, as y'all can see. I like being able to be prophetic and also be petty. And I don't want to be in the church. So don't tell me, oh, it's fine. He's all right. He's a good. No, I'm telling you what I'm looking for. I don't want to be in a church. Plus, there's some issue that I have with when faith tries to include do the politics thing. So I don't want to be at a church. It could be a community center, a library, something. It just needs a couple of different things. One, to be able to hold up to 100 people with long tables. So we can actually, you know, write, because I'm giving you a workbook so you can have, you know, actual, it's a real class. I have a master's in adult education, by the way. So I actually do know how to put a course, you know, plan together. So we need at least up to 100 people, maybe 75, 80 at best, but, you know, long tables, not round tables, but long, so they can look forward and be able to write. Needs to be free parking, because it's hard to get people to come out as it is. And I don't want anything deterring them, like not having $20 for parking. So the parking needs to be free, up to anywhere 75 to 100 people around that. It could be, you know, less maybe, depending on the city. Long tables that they can write. We also need to be able to bring in food, because I want to cover lunch, because 8 hours, that's a lot of information to get. And so we need to be able to have kind of like a working lunch. We don't have time for people leaving and coming back and that type of stuff. A lot of the hotels won't allow you to bring in. That's what happened with Atlanta. Atlanta was going to be my first spot, but I kept running against walls with the food. So most hotels make you buy their lunch, and it's usually lame, and it usually costs like $30-$40. And I don't want all of your costs to be ate up, you know, with lunch. We need to be able to bring food and drinks. Have no problem paying the cleanup fee or, you know, anything like that. Let's see, free parking. Oh, and technology. I don't need a microphone. I don't need any of that. But we need where I can at least put up a PowerPoint. And that's about it. So, yeah, town hall facilities, anything that will hold up that amount of people. I don't want a big, large space. It needs to be intimate space. In other words, I don't want it being able to hold 500 people. That doesn't give me a chance to interact with people and talk and, you know, really engage. At the very most, I would have 100, and that's the very most. So, yeah, school auditoriums are fine, seminar spaces. But if the auditorium is really big, I'm not interested in a really big space. We need where people can hear me, that it's not echoing. I like an intimate feel. Even when I do poetry, I only do like lounge stuff because I like an intimate feel. I need that spirit to connect. I'm really big on that. If you a videographer that's in your town as well, I will compensate him to, you know, be able to get some clips. We will not be recording it. No, it is for the people in the room. I want them to be able to talk comfortably without feeling like they're going to be, you know, on camera. Somebody asked, do I do virtual training? Yes, I do. I've done 3 so far this year just for you guys with IG. But normally I do it for my clients. So, yes, we do virtual. But this is not about virtual. This is about my commitment to get 1,000 boots on the ground myself personally, not waiting on an organization to do it, just myself personally. And so that's the vision God has given me. So if you know a place, make sure all those things are in place first. You don't have to negotiate anything with them. Just, you know, let me know. You can send me a DM. Don't send me a DM. If you want to be helpful, don't send me a DM saying, oh, this place would be a good place. Please find out those things first. And that saves me some time. I have one staff person that helps me, and it's only 2 of us. So we don't have a lot of time to go do, you know, so if you do want to help, actually help and call the place and see if they meet that criteria. And then you can say, hey, this place meets the criteria. You need to email jasmine@wherever.com. That's all I need. The email and check off, make sure that it meets that criteria without me having to ask, like send the DM already saying parking free. Holds up to 100 with tables. Yes. Can bring in food. Yes. Has a PowerPoint. We can use a PowerPoint. Yes. Don't inbox me saying, well, what dates are you looking for? What are you looking for? I don't need you to do all of that. I just need you to check off those 3 things and then send me an inbox. Because what happens is you create more work for me where I have to keep inboxing you back and forth. And, you know, it just follow these simple instructions if you want to help. And then my team will take it from here. And then if I need your help locally, I will certainly reach out to you and compensate you for helping to get the room full. Okay. And certainly cover your costs, obviously. So, yeah, that's how we do it. That's how I did my staffing firm, by the way. It was 300 of us, but I couldn't hire a management team. So everybody went and hired more people. So when I would do an opening hire, I would hire like 50 people at a time. I would have them meet me at the Urban League or the library, and each person brought two or three people. And then that person became their supervisor or their lead. That's how I ran my business. The city of Orlando didn't even believe it was my business. There's no way you can have 300 employees. But I did it because we all worked together. That's why the name of my company was called the Ally Group. The mission was we're a horizontal organization. Nobody's above or beneath. Our mission, our community, our clients, and our candidates guide our direction. I use the same philosophy in politics. So we can get it done. But it requires, you know, a few of us. It don't require a whole bunch, though, because I already told you, I can do a whole bunch with 10, a whole bunch with 12, like the disciples, and 300, man, we got an army for real. So, all right, y'all, thank you for listening. You can check out this podcast. I will leave this video up. This podcast will be either available today or tomorrow. So if you want to share it with somebody, certainly share it with them so they can hear the audio version. And do me a favor, if you have not subscribed to the podcast, it's folks listening right now. If I could get at least 10 of y'all to go subscribe to the podcast right now, the link is in the bio at the top of my IG to say link in the bio. Just hit subscribe to the podcast. If you're on the Apple or iHeart or wherever you get your podcast, Spotify, doesn't cost you nothing to subscribe. It's free. It doesn't take up data in your phone. It just puts you down as a subscription. That is important because, again, 70% of podcast listeners are white. So it is important that they show that informational style politics can survive. So that will be the biggest favor that you're not doing for me, but that you're doing for yourself so that we can continue to keep having this information out. All right, y'all. Love you. That's been Tesla Fear Go Straight Shot, No Chasing. Peace.